Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. One man dead after a chase and officer-involved shooting in McPherson County. We've got the story.
Police investigate Wichita's 23rd homicide of the year. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. School board members Monday night unanimously approved the district's proposed budget for the upcoming school year.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. It looks like our weather is going to be on cruise control throughout the rest of the week. We will explain in our complete forecast on the way.
A police-involved fatal shooting, one man dead after a chase from Harvey County, ended on I-135 in McPherson County. Newton Police Lieutenant Brian Hall says the chase began in Newton. Officers responding to the report of a car burglary around 10:40 p.m. Monday. Officers attempted to stop a vehicle with two occupants.
The vehicle fled northbound on the interstate up to about mile marker 51, where it came to a stop after hitting some stop sticks. When officers tried to take the two passengers into custody, the driver of the vehicle became very combative.
Lieutenant Hall says officers attempted several non-lethal techniques to subdue the driver. While a canine officer was struggling with the driver, that driver reached for the officer's gun. A McPherson County deputy then responded with one shot, killing the driver. The passenger was taken into custody. One officer was treated for minor injuries. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation was contacted and will investigate the shooting.
A girl drowned at an event in northwest Wichita. Police Lieutenant Jason Stevens says there was a church function Sunday afternoon at a private residence near 29th and Ridge on North Ridgeport. There were about 100 kids at the party and several adults. As the event was coming to a close, it was realized a girl was missing.
Members of the Wichita Police Department and ultimately members of the Wichita Fire Department were dispatched to that location, and an active search in that area was conducted. Within a couple of hours, the female was located in the body of water that was near that address and pronounced deceased.
She has been identified as 11-year-old Shelby Cram. This is Wichita's third drowning death of the year.
A man was stabbed to death in South Wichita. Lieutenant Stevens says it happened Sunday night along Hydraulic to the west of Southeast Boulevard. There was a verbal and then a physical confrontation between a group of people at two addresses.
During the course of the disturbance, our suspect produced a knife and stabbed the victim. We did locate the suspect and made an arrest in this case. He was identified as being Jonathan C. Miller. He's a white male, and he was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail for second-degree murder.
A 35-year-old man was hospitalized with multiple stab wounds and died from his injuries. The suspect and the victim apparently did not know each other. This is Wichita's 23rd murder case of the year.
Wichita school board members last night unanimously approving the district's proposed budget for the school year.
District CFO Susan Willis is optimistic, considering the district budget received a $20 million boost compared to last year, but cautions that progress will be slow.
A little bit of money this year, and $20 million is not small by any means, but compared to the $98 million over the several years that we've had to adjust or cut, it's just going to be a slow road back. We're not going to be able to do everything we'd like to do in year one. It's going to have to be a multi-year process.
The new budget will keep the mill levy flat and will allow for some new and expanded programs for students, raises for teachers and other employees. Something the district hasn't been able to do for several years is still unknown due to contract negotiations just getting started. Talks between the district and teachers' union officials are slated to resume on Wednesday. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
And now the latest on Harvey. Evacuees continue to pour into a Red Cross shelter in Houston.
A surge of evacuees coming to the George R. Brown Convention Center Monday. This woman and her family had to be evacuated by helicopter.
We live by where they had released the levees, and and it made it really bad. The rain would not stop. I have four babies, and there was no way if the water did come up to, I mean, when we were leaving, the water had already came up.
The convention center exceeded capacity Monday, but the Red Cross said it would change its sheltering structure to accommodate more people. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Houston.
A gunman took the lives of two people at a library in Clovis, New Mexico yesterday.
The gunman walked into the library in Clovis and began shooting. Six people were hit, two females died. Police Chief Douglas Ford says why the gunman opened fire isn't clear yet.
The library is closed down. That area is closed down. While we do our investigation, take care of what we need to do to protect the scene.
The chief won't give any details about the two females who died. When police arrived, the gunman surrendered and did not put up a fight. Alex Stone, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Kansas City Royals trying to get things turned around. Would things happen at home last night for the Royals offense? We'll find out coming up in sports.
Mayor Longwell says Wichita's economy is gaining momentum. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08. That's 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News these are exciting times as Wichita's economy begins to gain some momentum.
We've added 1,000 new jobs just in the last 6 weeks in Wichita. We think we'll have some more announcements very soon about new job growth in this area. We are working at recruiting. And when you add manufacturing jobs, you know that that's going to increase other jobs in the community that's going to fall in line with types of service needs that the community is going to need.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted Show on KNSS.
A lawmaker in Arizona says it's clear what Congress needs to work on after returning to Washington next month. Republican Senator Jeff Flake says tax reform should be at the top of everyone's list.
I think the market increasing and the stock market is anticipation that we're going to get tax reform. Regulatory policy, frankly, that's one thing I think the president has done well. I've worked with him on that.
Senator Flake hopes they can make significant progress on tax reform by the end of the year.
All right, you're asked out for a date. Do you reach for your wallet at the end of the evening?
Who pays on a date these days?
Women are more likely than men to let the other person pay for it, but they're also more likely to split the bill. While men, on the other hand, are more likely to pick up the entire bill themselves compared to women.
Bankrate's Cash Lorette Sarah Berger says it also depends on your age.
Millennials prefer to split the bill more than any other age group, and nearly twice as likely as Gen Xers to split the bill.
Older millennials and Gen Xers say $100 is not too much to spend on a date. Younger millennials and baby boomers say $50 is plenty. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And in traffic this morning, we've got, southbound right lane of I-35 is going to be closed for some resurfacing today. Southbound right lane of the Kansas Turnpike closed between El Dorado and the Towanda service area. Just a small area closed between those two areas. But, that's southbound Turnpike, so headed towards Wichita. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear sky to start today, we expect sunshine around 77 at lunchtime, 84 for the high this afternoon. We will be clear overnight, our low 60, and then sunshine Wednesday with a high in the mid-80s, 86 on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Partly cloudy, 63 degrees. We have a north wind at 3 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by the Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 8:12 now, Steve and Ted here on a Tuesday morning, August 29th. An eastern Kansas farmer is hoping to attract visitors to his sunflower plot over Labor Day weekend. The Lawrence Journal World reports George Hunsinger has a 6-acre plot of sunflowers in Lawrence. The field attracted about 200 visitors in its first season last year. The field has gray mammoth sunflowers growing up to 12 feet tall and paradovic sunflowers growing up to 6 feet tall. Hunsinger says the mammoth sunflowers should be in full bloom by Labor Day weekend. Visitors are welcome to photograph the flowers for free, and they can take home a bloom for a suggested donation of $1 per flower. Hunsinger says the sunflower plot is mostly a hobby and that he focuses on rotating corn and soybean crops on his more than 300 acres of land. A sunflower plot in Lawrence, Kansas.
If you see a field of sunflowers that are healthy, it's pretty sweet.
I don't know that I've ever seen one in Kansas. Have you?
Yeah.
I've seen them in South Dakota and Nebraska. I've never seen a full one in Kansas, I don't think.
I got to tell you, Steve, it's kind of a strange thing. I, of course, was born in this state. I'm a Kansan. I'm terribly allergic to sunflowers.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not the seeds, actually. I can actually eat sunflower seeds, and that's fine. It's something in the stalks.
Well, don't eat the stalk, then.
Yeah. Well, it's not just eat. If I even touch, sunflower stalk, yeah. It's an almost immediate reaction.
Well, here's a plant you're probably allergic to. You better be careful what you light up at this year's Burning Man Festival near Reno. Yes, Nevada did legalize recreational marijuana, but it's still not okay for tens of thousands of fans at the countercultural event to light up. That's the Burning Man Festival counterculture deal. Voters in the state passed a marijuana legalization measure in 2016. Sales began at retail stores July 1st, but consumption is allowed only in private, and even possession remains illegal on federal lands.
Yeah, now, whatever.
Officials say that includes a stretch of Black Rock Desert managed by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, where the festival is going on this week. Officials say a pot possession arrest can result in a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. So we've got this dilemma going on all across the nation where states are legalizing, many of them, some form of marijuana.
I don't think it's a dilemma. They want to do it. They do it.
No, it's a dilemma because they do and the federal government doesn't.
So,
that's what I'm saying.
But it doesn't matter because the federal government doesn't enforce it.
All right.
If it was a dilemma, states would be nervous about passing it, but they're not. They don't care.
Okay.
Several states are doing
it. This is a dilemma in my mind of how one government can say it's okay and the other can't.
That's a conflict.
That's a conflict? That's not a dilemma?
I don't think it's a dilemma.
I think we're having a dilemma right now. All right. 814, Steve and Ted. Here's something we don't have a dilemma over. The Steve and Ted WichitaPerks.com poll. Probably the most exciting public poll in America.
You got that right.
Right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. We are closing out the Great Sandwich Debate. This is National Sandwich Month, and we had 7 sandwiches up, and you were to pick your favorite. And we did not include the Reuben or the Monte Cristo or the bologna sandwich. Next time we do this, maybe we just do a
special. Yeah, we'll do a more specialty sandwich next.
But here, I'm still kind of surprised that turkey got beaten as bad as it
turkey
did.
Turkey got clobbered. Turkey sandwich got 3%. Now, you go to the Dillon's Deli, and that's all they've got up there. All kinds of different turkey. But it only got 3% on our poll. Ham only got 8%. Kind of surprised me. Tuna salad got 10%, although if you tasted my wife's tuna salad, you'd probably bump it up. I had tuna salad sandwich yesterday. Outstanding. Grilled cheese also, 10%. PB&J, that's peanut butter and jelly, 10%. So PB&J, grilled cheese, and tuna all tied at 10%.
Yeah, so they're all hanging in there.
1 in 10.
Yep.
Roast beef got 18%.
Okay.
I have to have, if I'm doing a roast beef sandwich, it has to have some horseradish sauce on it, right? And the BLT got 40%. That's our top. Bacon, lettuce, and tomato. 40%. Ted does not eat BLT. Never have. You said you've never eaten
I've never
a
had a BLT. No.
That is a great sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
I do like the BLT.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful sandwich. Ted, it's one of those things in life you're missing, you know? One of those great things in life you're missing, like not owning 2 Great Dane dogs.
The list goes on and on of things that I'm missing in life.
Recently, Ted, I've been making BLTs only without the lettuce, but add avocado. What would you think of that?
I'm out.
It's making me a little sick. Today we have
I'm sure that's
probably good. Today's question, Kansas ranked 39th on a carsforkids.com survey of states, which we shared the other day, with the most courteous drivers ranking dead last in how aggressively do you respond to slow driving, which driving situation annoys you the most. And we got, 5 choices here, okay? Take this poll. It's the same poll they took nationally and see how you rank. Slow driver in front of you is one of the choices.
Terrible.
Someone tailgating you, another choice.
Not good.
Which I hate that. A driver who does not use their turn signals, or as I call them, They're directional indicators.
Yeah, that one gets me.
That bugs me a lot.
That goes on quite a bit.
Someone steals your parking spot, I don't care about that one.
Yeah.
A driver speeds up to keep you from passing them. Those are the choices. And you can take the Stephen Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll at our webpage, knssradio.com.
See, the someone stealing your parking spot is more of an East Coast thing, I think.
You think?
Yeah, where parking is at a super premium. I mean, here, we're in the Great Plains.
Yeah.
There's a place to park everywhere.
Yeah, but
no one's stealing your spot
because there's
18 million more spots.
From what I can tell, most people around here like to park just as close to the building as they can get.
Well, everybody does that.
That's
so
true.
There are a few people who go around, cruising around the parking lot looking for that spot.
And, Steve, we have some results already on this brand new poll. Oh, yes.
All right.
Yes. Right now, just like the Cars for Kids survey was talking about.
Slow driver in front of you.
Yeah. That's at, 20. No, wait. Hang on. I'm looking at that wrong. That's still got no votes.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, right now, someone tailgating you is in the lead.
Ah, yeah.
56%.
Wow.
And then tied at 22% each is a driver who speeds up to keep you from passing them.
Yeah.
And a driver who does not use their turn signals.
How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, what a poll. What an exciting poll.
Now
Don't miss it.
If someone's tailgating you, maybe you're the one that's going too slow.
Could be. Could be. Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll right there at our webpage, knssradio.com.
Oh, I think this poll will engage many.
Oh. Especially they'll be taking it while they're driving.
Why not? Sure, why not?
Yeah, looking at their cell phones, taking a poll while driving.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, 8:19 now, Steve and Ted, Sports Side with Ted Woodward. And Ted has got the latest on the Kansas City Royals and their inefficiency offensively.
That's a good way to put it.
They're not scoring runs, folks.
They're not scoring runs.
Yeah.
Royals, of course, had a disastrous weekend in Cleveland where they got shut out three straight times. Well, maybe things would be better last night when the Royals finally got home, playing a team that they've dominated in Kansas City, the Tampa Bay Rays. Nope. You heard the game on KFH.
Kennedy checks him, brings the pitch home, and is swung on, hit in the air, center field and deep. That's a way back, and that ball is long gone. That's about 425-foot monster shot, and it's a 7-0 lead.
Am I hearing boo birds there?
Heck yes, you were.
Wow.
Another game in which the Royals got shelled early and were never in it.
Mm.
And by the time the game ended, it's not even worth the effort to boo. No one cared anymore. The Rays won the game 12-0. Same score as Sunday's loss for the Royals to the Indians, 12-0. Back-to-back 12-0 losses, which Kansas City's scoreless streak now at 43 innings in a row without scoring. The all-time major league record is 48. They're only 5 innings away from that.
Closing in.
The last team in the American League that went 48 straight innings without scoring, the 1906 Philadelphia Athletics.
Okay.
The Royals will try to score and try to win tonight, taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. Live coverage of the Royals and the Rays at 6:30 tonight. It's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Despite the futility, the Royals are only 3 games behind for a playoff spot. Falling. In pro baseball, the Wichita Wingnuts, already division champions, had the day off yesterday. Now they finish up the regular season with 7 more games at home. First up, a 3-game set with the Cleburne Railroaders. 7 o'clock tonight at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. The playoffs for Wichita begin 1 week from tonight. College volleyball. The new polls are out. Coaches poll. The Kansas Jayhawks ranked number 9 in the nation, off to a 3-0 start, yet they dropped one spot out of the preseason poll. Wichita State surging in the votes. Shockers are also off to a 3-0 start. Wichita State moved up 10 spots this week and are just outside the rankings. They're the top vote getter not ranked.
10 spots.
Wichita State up among the top 26 in the nation in votes in the volleyball coaches poll this week. And how about former Wichita State Shocker pitcher Sam Tavis, who is in the minors. He's pitching in Class A for the St. Louis Cardinals. Went 6 innings last night, only gave up 1 run, no walks, 11 strikeouts. Tavis is on a tear right now. He is 7-2 since early July. He's won his last 3 games. Former Shocker, Sam Tavis, pitching very well in single-A ball
right now for
the St. Louis Cardinals.
Way to go.
Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, it's 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Some special information for the president, says Sean. That's coming up. Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.